AM 910 WJCW. Carl and Alec with you on this Wednesday morning, checking in as we do every Wednesday about this time with the folks at the town of Jonesboro. They bring you and sponsor the JBO show. Joining us this morning is Nora Davis, who is outreach coordinator for the town of Jonesboro. Good morning, Nora. How are you doing this morning?
Good. How are you?
Doing just fine, thank you. I'm glad you could join us here. You wanted to talk about Chocolate Fest, and on National Milk Day today, it seems like an absolutely appropriate time to talk about Chocolate Fest coming up in just a few weeks here in Jonesboro. What do we got going this year?
So we're hosting our 8th annual Chocolate Fest. So attendees will be able to go around downtown Jonesboro and pick up different treats.
Wow. Now, that puts it simply, but there's a whole lot more involved than just that. Downtown merchants in Jonesboro are definitely turning out big time to make sure that all kinds of chocolates are available for folks who come and participate in this, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, so what are some of the things that you have heard? Now, this is going to be taking place early in February, right? So we got a couple of weeks to plan on this, too. Some of the things that are going to be offered for chocolate tasting, do you have any idea? Can you sort of tempt our taste buds with some offerings that you know about?
There's different chocolate treats, and I know that they're different for each place that you stop at.
Mm-hmm.
We also will have a cakewalk.
Of course.
At the business center, yeah.
Naturally done. So that'll sound like a lot of fun. Now, this is a two-day event coming up in February. Tell us the dates and times for that, and then how we can be a part.
Yeah, it is February 10th through the 11th. There's multiple time slots. So on Friday, it is 1 to 4, and then 5 to 8, and then on Saturday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 5.
Okay, so now that those are the times set aside. Folks, I presume, buy tickets in order to come at various times there, as indicated on their tickets, so there won't be too much of a mad rush for chocolate all at once, I presume, there, too. But how are tickets? How can folks get tickets to this?
So you can go to our website, jbochocolatefest.com, to buy tickets for that. Yeah, so you'll pre-purchase tickets, and then you can pick them up in advance at the Jonesboro Visitor Center from February 6th through February 9th.
Oh, okay, very good. So that'll be the pickup time. Now, I understand that these tickets are being sold in packs. Is that right?
Yeah. So you'll it's $20, and you get 10 tickets, and you can go to 10 different spots.
Wow.
So you'll trade a ticket for a chocolate.
Wow. So 10 delightful stops for $20. $2 a stop, all the chocolate that $20 can buy you, and a whole lot more, too, including the happiness that goes along with it. Are you a chocoholic, by the way, Nora?
Well, I do enjoy chocolate, yes.
Yeah. How do you like it? Is it cocoa, or do you like chocolate chip cookies or fudge or what?
I do like hot chocolate, yeah.
Yeah, well, this is certainly...
Especially this time of year.
Exactly right. And it looks like we're going to be getting some more cold weather this weekend, so we might want to get that hot chocolate prepared as well. So we're talking about the 8th Annual Chocolate Fest, going to be taking place in Jonesboro early in February, the Friday and Saturday of the 10th and 11th of February. Tickets available for $20 for a 10-pack. And as Nora said, you got to purchase those in advance. Early pickup beginning on February 6th. In other words, you have to have the tickets in order to be able to go and enjoy Chocolate Fest. That's the only way, I guess, to control the crowds that would be coming through there and make sure that everybody really has an opportunity to not be hustled and bustled too bad, but to enjoy all the chocolate offerings that are going to be out there, too. Now, this is put on by JAMSA, the Merchants Association of Jonesboro. And this is something that, they've done for many years. As you said, the 8th Annual Chocolate Fest. So the Jonesboro Merchants Association throughout the years always providing lots of different things throughout the year as well, too. I think of the ice cream social and other things involved that bring folks to Jonesboro. But coming up in February, the 8th Annual Chocolate Fest. Nora Davis handles outreach coordination for the town of Jonesboro, joining us and telling us all about it. Thanks for joining us, Nora. Take care, and we'll talk to you again soon, okay?
Okay, thank you.